Hello, my friends. Welcome back. I hope you're ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God's word today. When you go to the store and you're going to buy something, do you look at the price tags? I think most of us do, because we are trying to evaluate, when we look at the price that's being asked for an object or an item, whether we feel it's worth that price. In other words, are we willing to pay what is being asked in order for us to receive that thing as our own? This issue of what things are worth, what we're willing to pay, is a concept I want us to have right at the forefront of our minds today as we begin thinking about the cost of Christian unity. So think about that, Christian unity. How much is that worth? How much would we pay in order to be unified with other Christians? And more importantly, how much did God pay in order for Christians to be unified with each other? We're going to dig into that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to share with you, I guess it's an accomplishment or a mile marker, so to speak, in my endeavors to spread the gospel message. And that is the completion of what I'm calling an all-in-one version of my Dragon Slayer fictional series. I have all three books in one now in a hardcover edition with artwork. I found this incredible artist who did great pictures of the characters and the dragons and things like that. This hardbook version is available now. You can find it by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/dragonslayer, click on the hardcover option, and scroll down, and you'll see the one with the illustrated cover that has all the illustrations in it. I would love for you to read the books. They are more than just fictional stories. They are life lessons for young adults and adults. All right, friends, let's pray before we dig into Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. Our God and our King, we are grateful that you have called us into your family. And I think sometimes we don't think long and hard enough about the price you paid in order to redeem us and make us one. So today, I want you to begin helping us understand that, Lord. We want to understand so that we can live according to your purpose in this. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, friends, get out your Bibles, get out your Morning Mindset Journal. We're at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 9. The Apostle Paul says, "But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift." Okay, well, that's all we're going to have time to look at today because that sentence is packed with meaning. So let's just walk through the words. Grace was given to each one of us. So that's assumed that grace came from God. He's the one who gives us grace. And it was given to each one of us. So every one of us who believes, that's you, that's me, that's perhaps your spouse if they're a believer, that's your children if they believe, that's everyone in every country all across the world throughout history who has believed in Jesus Christ. Grace was given individually to each one of us. So that's a massive gift, isn't it? A massive amount of grace, you might say. And it was given to us according to the measure. Okay, think of a measuring cup or a yardstick, something like that, according to the measure of Christ's gift. So in other words, the value that could be placed upon the gift Jesus gave us in giving us himself is the same value of the grace that came to each one of us. That's what the Apostle Paul is trying to get us to understand here. He wants us to see that the price God the Father was willing to pay in order for you and for me to be united with him and with each other was the cost of his son's life. And not only his life, but also his descent to the earth, also his resurrection, also all the things that were involved in Jesus becoming our redemption and our King. All of that lumped together is the value of what God was willing to pay. Friends, it's important for us to understand this when we think about this issue of Christian unity. Now, keep bringing up unity because that's the context we're in. The previous verses, we're talking about all of us being one under God. God the Father gave more than we can even conceive in the giving of his Son to bring us into fellowship with himself and to make us aligned with each other. Don't you think that as we ponder that great price he paid, there's a motivation there, there is an urging in our own hearts to live accordingly, to be good representatives of the value that he paid for this gift of unity? Our Lord and our God, we are grateful that you have enabled us to receive this mighty grace, this overwhelming gift. We ask you to teach us how to love each other and live together in unity that is in light of that great gift. Lord Jesus, help us do it today in our families, in our churches, in our communities as we interact. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey friends, before you take off, I have a couple more things to let you know about. If you would like to become a believer in Jesus Christ, really become a Christian for the first time, you can find out how to do that by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. That description is also available in the description for this episode. At the beginning of this episode, I also mentioned a book that I've created. And actually, it's just one of many. You can find out about all the books that I've written, both fiction and nonfiction, and for adults and children. You can see all of them by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/books. Thanks, friends.